This is Wade Rathger, the Chief Organizer Report on training government community organizers in England. For a fascinating 8 hours, 35 community organizers working throughout England in various communities in London, Newcastle, Bristol, Leeds, and elsewhere, along with a sprinkling of organizing and trade union activists and organizers, put their shoulders to the wheel in a meeting of the London University Union to learn about the ACORN organizing methodology and an amazing exercise of organizing as a second language. Okay, what in the world am I talking about? Several years ago, the conservative government here was responsible for one of those what-the-heck moments when, in the midst of almost draconian austerity proposals in their own version of corporate conservatism, they announced their commitment to create a government-funded community organizing program which would train and deploy 500 so-called community organizers over a four-year period throughout the country. Hardcore readers may recall that we discussed the program extensively in a series of blogs some years ago. Largely because of the role of London citizens, loosely affiliated with the IAF and its national offshoots, which had widely been expected to train and supervise the organizers. In a surprise, the train and supervision contract had gone to others and is now held by two UK nonprofits called Regenerate and Locality. Somewhat reminiscent of the old US-based VISTA program, largely young people were recruited for a two-year stint. The first year places the person as an organizer trainee, and then through several certifications, online-based, largely, you are deemed a trained organizer. In preparation for my workshop, I read the training materials given to the organizers. Listening is presented as a fundamental tool for the organizers, which is inarguably essential. The model is not a model, really, but more a process of sorts, whereby listening to people in the community, the organizer will hear interests and issues and will be able to assist in their realization or implementation in some way, shape, or form, though it was never crystal clear in my reading that anything approaching an organization was meant to evolve, though, when all was said and done, there might be some small community teams that would be the legacy of the program. Organizers are assigned to local sponsors who are in the main nonprofits and social service agencies, but the lines of supervision are somewhat muddled, it seems, between locality, the national overseer, and the local sponsor of sorts. Meanwhile, the expectations are modest and involve each organizer visiting through door knocking or whatever way with 500 families in the course of the year. The reason I have to describe some of my dialogue with this great group of hopeful community organizers as organizing as a second language is that so many of the terms, door knocking, house meetings, listening, models, and even the bandying about of Saul Alinsky's name were familiar and similar. Though in almost all cases we were having to redefine each other's understanding of what we really meant and intended by these phrases and concepts. Organizing is about communicating, though, and the spiritual willing, so by the end of the day, we had all made great progress. They ended up with a nodding acquaintance with the ACORN model and a sense of how community organizers work around the world, and I had a crash course in their local issues campaigns and an almost palpable frustration at wanting to organize to make change or at least a difference in feeling frustrated. Not that they were being instructed by the government to not be successful, but they were not being given the skills or direction in order to succeed. It turns out to be almost impossible to connect the dots for an organizer when there is really no expectation that their work will, in fact, produce an organization as a vehicle for people's action and potential victories. After a long day, though, all of us hope we might have actually given this great team enough skills to give people in the community the real help that they might want and need to build organization and even power, possibly, leaving the intentions of the government and its contractors a mystery for some other time and place of no real interest. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.